This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me the curator of the Sanlam Art Gallery, Stefan Hunt, and it happens to be the beginning of the Cape Town Photography Festival. In fact, it started yesterday, and he's going to tell us what they're doing to celebrate this particular occasion with an exhibition called Looking In / Eitzach. Where do we begin? Should we start at Looking In?
Yes, of course we should start at Looking In. Looking In is an exhibition of photographic works by Jürgen Schadeberg, which I think a lot of people know, but I think a lot of younger people wouldn't know. And these come from the Frank Kilbourne collection. And they focus at the 50s and 60s in South Africa. Jürgen came out to South Africa in the mid-50s. He worked for Drum magazine. And through that magazine, he was able to photograph what was happening in suburban Johannesburg and also in what was then, or we today still call, the townships.
Well, he's a very, very important photographer, and his wife is still around, very much promoting his work, and I think it's very important that we do see some of those images. Any ones in particular you'd like to focus on?
So this collection is quite celebrated because it also contains two much later pics of Nelson Mandela when he visits Robben Island in 1994. But he takes Mandela when he is in his office as an attorney, also Oliver Tambo, and also when he goes to court. So these are sort of very key pictures. But there are other celebrities that he photographs, like Miriam Makeba, for instance. And then, of course, this collection is put together as and called the Black and White 50s, referring both to the actual images being black and white, but also black and white South Africa. So there's some really interesting images that come and show the sort of divide, in a sense, when South Africa was just beginning to feel the implementation of apartheid as we got to know it in the 70s. You know, so you still have, in some instances, sort of mixed people in crowds, like the crowds that he photographs, for instance, and then also how South Africans dressed and behaved as
there
white
are seriously
and black people.
Iconic images of the time.
So being part of Heritage Month, I think it's particularly appropriate that we look at that.
Absolutely. And now, what about Eitzach? And the artist is, the photographer is.
Photographer is Ashley Walters, and Eitzach, of course, is as a counterpoint to Looking In, because Jürgen came to South Africa and he felt he was a stranger looking in. But Walters is looking out to his suburb called Eitzach. And he did a whole essay on the suburb, which is notorious because of its gangsterism at the time, but it's also the area he grew up as a child, right through to high school. And for Sanlam's perspective, of course, it's just down the road. It's just across the railway tracks from Sanlam, and it's really a lot of people that work for the company come from that area as well. They're intriguing photographs because they really reveal so much about the area that Eitzach was and is today, but also this type of aesthetic that begins to evolve out of that area. But also Ashley's own perspective is particularly interesting. And it makes a very bright contrast to the black and white of Jürgen, to the highly coloured sort of images that Ashley brings.
Now, it certainly is a lovely contrast. And also I see that Ashley Walters does do some things with photography. They're not just photographs.
None of them are just photographs. I think the digital age has meant that photography happens more in the dark room or on the computer, as you call it.
Well, I know where I will be next week on the 11th for the opening at Sanlam Art Gallery, and then it's open to the public from the next day, which is Friday.
Yes, from the 12th onwards.
So, folks, you haven't got much longer to wait to see this very exciting exhibition called Looking In / Eitzach. We've been speaking to the curator of the Sanlam Art Gallery. And important to know that this is all happening during the Cape Town Photography Festival and, as it happens to be, Heritage Month in South Africa and Heritage Day on the 24th. So thank you to Stefan Hunt of the Sanlam Art Gallery. And to find your way there or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.